Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am broadcasting live this morning from hot Phoenix, Arizona. We continue to break records here. We have gone so many days of temperature over 110. They said this will be the hottest summer ever in Arizona, if you can believe that. That's pretty intense, huh? We all who have experienced Arizona temperature or know about it, read about it, know that we get hot, to know that we're breaking records out here. It's pretty phenomenal. And so global warming is real, beloved ones. It's real. I don't care what no one says. It is real as it can be. And it's happening. But we just keep praising God and pressing on. You know, what more can we do? What is happening is happening, and hopefully that at some point that society and the world will begin to do less things to help try to slow down this global warming, because this is going to be a challenge for our future and our children's future if we don't start coming together and do something about this thing that's happening. It's real, and it's going on, so we all need to do our parts, okay? So to all of my old listeners, welcome back. I am so grateful for you, and you are those who keep me motivated and keep me going and keep me moving in the right direction and helping me to just move forward. And I thank you. It really, really makes a difference that you come back and that you lend your energy. Your energy is very important to the overall outcome of what I am allowed to be able to do and to be able to say. Because although I do not see your faces, but I can feel your energy. So I can tell when the lines are full, when people are on the internet. It's just this is feeling. You can feel the intensity of that energy that comes through the electronic device here. At least I can, okay? So, to all of my new folks, I'm welcoming you, and I thank you for taking time out of your day to stop by. You are in the right place and the right time if your mind is open, okay? This is a spirit-based ministry, and we speak truth to power, okay? We are not operating in a box. So this is not one of those type of ministries that we are controlled by dogma and any kind of organized structure that will keep us from embracing all religions of the world. So we practice spirituality here. And so that means that all is welcome. There's spirituality all through the planet. People are spiritual beings having a human experience. So we are dressed in those. So it matters not to me that you are Buddhist, Christian, Jewish, whatever your Hindu, whatever your religious preference is to follow, you are welcome here. And we have a message for all those who are open and receptive to the message. And I'm grateful. Today's subject is one that I don't have to really do a disclaimer for. Some of the shows I have to, because there's people that tune in for the first time and they're kind of blown away because they kind of think that this is a traditional kind of church and we're far from that type of deal. But if you tuned in and you're interested in knowing about reincarnation, that tells me that you have some spiritual awareness and consciousness. So that's good. So I'm glad that you are here and you're seeking and you want to know more, because it's a very interesting conversation, very controversial conversation, but very interesting conversation. The idea of reincarnation has been around probably ever since man's been on the planet, on this planet and other planets. So this is not a new subject, okay? So, but we're going to dive into this today and see what if it makes sense, you know, to you, okay, and whether you can utilize the information that I'm able to bring forth, or the information, I like to say the information that the universal God force allowed to flow through me to be able to give you so you can utilize it and analyze it and see if it makes sense to you and utilize the parts of it that make sense. If it doesn't make sense to you, I don't expect you to carry on with it. But if it makes sense for you, I will hopefully you will apply it to your life and utilize it. That's the reason that I do these shows, to help awaken the masses, help awaken you up to who you are. You are spiritual beings having a human experience. Sometimes we go to sleep with that, and sometimes we come through the birth canal, we don't wake up, although we knew everything we needed to know before we got here. But when we came here, our memory of the past is locked out, and we don't realize who we are. Sometimes we have to be shaken, and sometimes we have to be wakened. So hopefully that's what I'm doing to some folks today, waking them up, shaking them up, and letting them know who they really, really are. That's important, okay? So all of you who have been listening for a while know that I don't get too involved in my program until I'm able to do prayer. I just believe in the power of prayer, and that it will make a huge difference in what is allowed to come through. And we need God's support and energy, okay? So let's do prayer. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks for all that you have allowed us to experience this week. We thank you, God, for bringing us through another week of high energy. And thank you, God, for keeping us safe. We thank you, God, for keeping our physical bodies safe, keeping us in good health. We know that health is wealth. And so we thank you, God, for allowing us to have safety and to make it through this week. We pray, God, that you have allowed prosperity to flow in our lives, and that we recognize that you as the source of all things on the universe. And we just open our hearts and minds, allowing your energy to flow into us and allowing it to permeate in our souls and spirits, and to help to raise our consciousness as we ascend to that fifth dimensional consciousness, that we will begin to understand the power and the control that we have based on the energy and love that you put inside of us. We know and recognize that the spirit in us, the I am in us, is our direct connection to you, God. And we are grateful for that. We are just awakening that, and to that idea and understanding who and whom we are, knowing that you are the source of all there is. So we just pray, God, that you allow us to have a lesson today and bring forth energy and bring forth the word that will be uplifting to us and keep us in high vibration, knowing that that's what we need in this time. We pray and give thanks for all that shows up, knowing that it is all is good. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Well, beloved ones, I don't know if you felt that, but I surely did. It was powerful. I love it when spirit come through. And it makes a difference. So today's talk, we're going to be talking about reincarnations. Is it real or is it false? And like I said earlier, it's a controversial subject to many people. But to others, it's a way of life. And all depends on how you were raised and what segment of spirituality that you were exposed to. Reincarnation could be as well accepted as your next breath, because there are people that believe that way. I want to make very clear to you, although I made a statement, is incarnation real or false? To me personally, it is real and very clear that reincarnation is real. Okay, there's no doubt in my mind what it is. I mean, but I know there's some folks out there that may be tilting on the edge and not quite conscious of it, you know, not based on tradition of where you were brought up, especially if you were brought up in the Christianity, traditional type of church kind of thing. You may have some doubts in your mind about reincarnation because it wasn't taught there, although it was part of Christianity some time back. So let's dive into this and find out more about it. Nick, I told you, most of your Eastern religions, Buddha and Hindus, they feel this way, and that's part of their teaching. So they have full understanding of that concept. knowing that it is happening. Now, reincarnation was also a part of the Christian religious books in the Bible, but something happened, and the teaching and the books was removed from the original Bible. Why? Not 100% sure, but I think it's all about control. I think it was due to control factors that the Emperor Constantine had it removed by the council. He said he wanted it to be totally removed and people to sort of buy into the concept of, you know, we're here and once we're done, your spirit goes into this heaven or hell thing going on. And that is the farthest from the truth, beloved ones. You are spiritual energy, beloved ones. And that means that spiritual energy never dies, because that spiritual energy that's inside of you is also the spiritual energy of the God force that created the universe. And the God force of the universe will not die, and neither will your spiritual being. Your physical body will make its transition or change its form, I like to say, but your spirit will be totally intact. Let me make sure that you understand that. Your physical body will change its form, and you no longer will need a physical body, and you will operate on a spiritual basis. So there is no such thing as really death, that it's all the end. It's a bunch of hokey pokey stuff there. You know, don't buy into that. If you've been buying into it, change your thinking process. You are energy, and you will be around for eons. You've been around for eons. And that when you make your transition and leave your physical body, your spirit will go into the spiritual realm, and it will go there, and it will do what it needs to do to analyze your previous life and get some rest. Because for some of us, we have had really challenging times here on planet Earth. But this is school, beloved one. This is where you come and get your lessons. This is where you come and get your experiences. So you expect it to be have some challenges. That old saying said, life is not a rose garden. And it isn't. You know, there's plenty of challenges and plenty of things that happen. But everything that transpires is for your evolution, for your growth. So you should learn to embrace the things that may be uncomfortable to you as well as the things that's comfortable to you, because it all helps in your physical growth, beloved ones. You're here on planet Earth. You've chosen planet Earth as your reincarnation, but you also could have reincarnated on other planets, okay? The universal God force that controls the universe not only controls Earth. If you think that we are the only people in the universe, you've got to be fooling yourself. There's a vast universal space out there, and there's other species, other people. Some of them are humanoid looking, and some of them are not, but they're all out there, and you have visited those planets and incarnated on some of those planets as well. Maybe not as much as you've been here, but you have made those transitions as well. So you will be well to understand that you're doing your reincarnation thing because it's the pathway back to God. That's the reason that you reincarnate, beloved one, because it is the pathway back to the Godhead and where we all want to go, okay? And that simply means that you are wanting to do whatever it needs to do as a soul, as a spirit, to get back to that evolutionary process. And some of us realize that when we choose to come back here, that the road travel will not be without hassles and bumps and bruises. But you come back because you have to work through your past karma and inharmonious action that you have created in your past life or lives. Some of us are still paying karma from years, from lifetimes back. But you have to do it. There is no way around it, beloved ones. You have to undergo process in order to be able to become one with God and that realm, and you don't have to keep back coming back to do this reincarnation thing over and over again. So you have to do that. Now, if you listened to my show last week, you would know that I spoke about karma, because the term karma is very a necessary term for you to be able to understand reincarnation. Okay, it's a process. It is the actions that you have taken in your previous lives or in this life that has caused your inharmonious activity that has to be rectified in order for you to be able to transcend and to be able to move forth. You have to clean up these things that have been in your past life, beloved ones. You have to deal with that. You really, really do. So we're going to really step into this deep knowledge about reincarnation, because it's there. There are many cases and proof that reincarnation is absolutely. Now, if you are one of those spiritual beings that have to have proof of everything and cannot accept things as you hear them from your own intellectual understanding and in your own conscious, your spiritual thing, there are ways that you can go and rectify and find out about your previous lives. Yes, there are. There are recordings of your previous life. It is in your Akashic records. And these are the records that are kept by the angels on the higher realm of each incarnation you have had, and each incarnation that you will have has been stored. And there is like a library, and that it's a spiritual library, and that you can access into that library. It is not easy to do. You have to know what you're doing. You have to study to be able to do it. And you have to have the purity to want to go in and find out about these things. Now, when you decide to do that, beloved one, you better be prepared for what it is that you may find and what you may find out about your previous life that could really be very devastating for you in this life. And that is one of the reasons why when you come through the birth channel, those things are locked out and they are not there for you to command and bring forth at ease. Now, it is stored in your subconscious mind as well as in the conscious record. All of your previous life is stored in your subconscious thinking. If you ever have the chance and experience to have a past life regression done, I suggest that you do it. And you will be amazed at some of the things that you've done and some of the places that you have actually had your physical body. It's amazing to have a past life experience. I know for my own self, I had one done, and it was great. I were over 400 years ago, so I was here in Arizona as an Indian, a Native American. And when I was able to go back and look into my life, it was amazing, because actually I lived up in the Sedona area of Arizona. And when I was fortunate enough to go back into that area, and I was driving on the highway, and I went around like a curve there, and it like hit me like a ton of bricks. I know I had been right there in that very spot, and I realized that, and that was powerful knowing that it is. And I've had a drawing back to my Native American roots for many, many years, but to come back and to actually experience that process was quite amazing. So it is there. So like I said, everything there. And if you are not able to access your records on your own study, there are readers and there are professionals who know how to access the Akashic records. You can find them. You got to, you can do some research and find out where those readers are and how to get in contact. And in a community where there's a lot of spiritual activity, more likely you will be able to find someone who has the ability to do these things. Now, when one is going into one's Akashic records, they have to be very sincere and purity at heart. Because if you go into someone's Akashic records and you mess around and think that you can manipulate someone because of what you have learned about them in the Akashic records, you have all hell to pay, beloved ones. You would not want to do that. You could come out of that being deformed, and you could really, I mean, I'm talking about physically deformed. All kinds of things could happen to you. You would not, you do not want to play around with the Akashic records of your own or anyone else if you are going to read for other people. Be very, very cautious and be very, very conscious of that, okay? Now, there are many books on the market that you can read and learn how to utilize your Akashic records. And I just want to give you one of those books today that I found to be pretty interesting. And I read it and was very had fully full better understanding of how the process worked. Okay, the name of the book is How to Read the Akashic Records by Linda Howie. How to Read the Akashic Records by Linda Howie. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing her last name right. Is Howe. First name Linda. You can go online and see can you find it and get it and read it and utilize it. But like I said, you can pay readers to do that, but you have to make sure that they are legit and that they do what they say they're gonna do and they're honorable people, and because it's important, because your past lives are full with inharmonious actions, and it's there. And it's recorded, but it's okay. That's all good, beloved ones. I personally, you know, didn't want to dive that deep into it myself because I just didn't want it to. After having my past life regression done, I was pretty satisfied with what was going on in my previous life. I didn't go all the way back, but I went at least two or three lifetimes back, and was pretty pleased as to what was going on, although it didn't, when you do a past life regression, you don't get a chance to do all per detail and what every action you've taken. Well, in the Akashic records, you will get more details of what and how it works. So now, I don't know how many of you out there have heard of the great Edgar Cayce. Boy, what a sleeping prophet is what they called him. And Edgar Cayce was something else. And the Edgar Cayce Foundation is located near in Virginia Beach. And if you ever get an opportunity to go in that area or be in that area, I would highly suggest that you visit the Edgar Cayce Foundation. And at the Edgar Cayce Foundation, you will find a library there where Edgar Cayce's secretary recorded every healing that he'd done through using Akashic records. He could put those people in a trance and take them back into their Akashic records, and he could tell what was going on in their physical health, because a lot of things that the health conditions we bring over from our previous lives because of our emotions and feelings and inharmonious things that we've done that caused us to be ill. You know, a lot of our illness are connected to our emotions, beloved ones. A lot of the things are going on in our health, and we have to figure it out. And sometimes if people have a really rare health condition and can't figure out what's going on, going into your Akashic records may be the way for you to be able to deal with that. But like I said, when you go into your Akashic records, you better be prepared, because what you may discover may be very shocking and may cause you some real trauma in your present life, okay? So you want to be ready for that. So, but Edgar Cayce, thousands of cases, you will be able to go into the library and you can sit there and read or come back for a couple of days and read all the different things that people went to Edgar Cayce for. Not only physical healing, but mental and emotional healing too. He was able to go into those Akashic records and to bring that information back. And for me, that wasn't really enough once I seen that to understand that the reincarnation was real. When any time I was at case study, now this is spiritual and scientific proof that reincarnation was real. To understand and know that he was able to go into these records and be able to pull up your past experience and be able to figure out what was going on with you that you bought over to be able to rectify, to help you to bring forth that healing that you so desired. So like I was saying earlier, it's all about, a lot of it's about karma. And so you need to be able to bring your karma in order. And that is one of the reasons why you are doing these reincarnations, because of your past karma. So, and you want to be able to develop your consciousness in each life cycle that you come. You hopefully you are working toward developing your consciousness so you can do your final ascension. The key is to be able to do the ascension and to be able to move above this cycle of reincarnating back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You at some point want to ascend through your ascension, beloved ones, where you can go and live and be in the space of that creative God source. And you can come back if you choose to. I mean, there are some souls that choose to come back, even though they have gone through the hurt cycle, they've gone through the cycle of evolution to get to the God force. They come back because they have a desire to be able to help mankind. So, yes, there are advanced, elevated beings walking among us. You know, so that's why you should treat everybody with kind, because you don't know who's what. There are some beings out here that are angelical in the aspect of their consciousness, and their main purpose for reincarnating back here was simply to be able to help mankind to rise above their conditions and point us in the right direction to move forward and to do what we need to do to perfect and grow as a spirit. So we are grateful that these beings are willing to come back to assist. Now, they don't have to do that. That is purely volunteering to come back to be able to help us to be able to grow and to do what we need to do and how to move forth in that consciousness. Okay? Now, one thing about the reincarnation process is that most of the time, individuals incarnate, you know, people make contracts and people make agreements and they come in a group. And usually it's in a family group. So you can't run away from your family. You're connected to your family because every member in your family has come to be your teacher, to be your helper in some form and fashion. So you may have disagreements with them, but that's okay because that is what they signed up to do, to come to help you to grow. And all growth ain't easy, beloved one. Some growth is very painful, okay? But you needed that lessons, and you needed to overcome that situation. You needed to overcome that karma that you created, and your family member came here to help you to do that, okay? So next time you get upset with them, you're understanding that you agreed to come here with them and to be able to work out things. So embrace that relationship because it does have significant values to you. You know, your friends, you don't really have to deal with, or you can walk away from it. But, and then a lot of people walk away from family too, but at some point you still have to connect. Even if from childhood you spent time with that individual, it doesn't say you have to spend your whole lifetime with them, but even in the childhood process, that individual is helping you to grow and you're helping them to grow. So it's a two-way street. You both sign up to be able to assist each other in your growth and to be able to help each other to get to that next level. Okay, level one. So embrace the family value, knowing that each one of you have agreed to come here to be assistant to each other in your evolution, okay? So that's a beautiful thing. And one of the other thing of the reincarnation process that I find most amazing and most beautiful is that we get to experience life in different body types and different races based on what you're working on for this incarnation. I need to repeat that to you. You, beloved ones, get to pick your body type that you want to come, male or female, black, white, yellow, red, ever race that you choose to come in to be able to work your karma out and to be able to grow in your evolution process. You chose it. And guess what? No one pushed you. You came back yourself because you know you needed to work out certain things in order to be able to move to that higher state of consciousness and that higher evolution process. You came here to work those things out. So you voluntarily came back with that group of beings that you – doesn't mean that you all came on the planet at the same time. Some of them could have came way before you did, and some of them may come after you came. But you still agreed, and when you were in that spiritual realm, that you would come and assist each other in this growth. Okay? So that's a beautiful thing. And what's really I see as a real benefit of being able to come back in different forms and different bodies, types, different races is really amazing, because if one truly understand that they choose their body and they choose the race they want to come back, then that should end racism. Racism is just pure ignorance, beloved one. It is so ignorant to be upset with someone or dislike or even mildly dislike someone else because of the race they are, the color of their skin. It is ignorant and it's stupid and it's wasteful of time, because that same individual that you are hating or you're not in harmony with, when you come back into your next incarnation, you're more than likely going to come back in that race or that person that you caused harm to, so you can experience what you have gone through. Okay? So to be upset with someone or dislike someone because of their race is stupid, because you have been here in a yellow body, you've been here in a red body, you've been here black, you've been here brown, you've been here white, you've been here in all these different body forms. So to dislike someone because of that is, to me, it's just pure ignorance, because and lack of consciousness. And I would even say more lack of consciousness, because people don't realize the process of reincarnation. And to me, if that process was taught to us in our religious services and in our spiritual centers, that you too will come back in another body, another form, people would be able to embrace and understand our differences, because the differences is just based on what you needed as a spirit to be able to come to grow. That's saying, you know, even in your physical body, everybody's blood is red. I don't know if you're on another planet what your blood may look like, but if you're on planet Earth, you got red blood. Only thing that's different is the color of your skin, and you chose it. You chose it, beloved one. That's what you chose to come in, and so embrace who you are, because that's how you're able to work your karma experience because of this physical body that you chose. You chose your parents. Your parents did not choose you. You chose your parents because they gave you that physical body that you are now able to exist here on planet Earth in. So you have to embrace that, knowing that that is what you have chose, and stop going around being ignorant and disliking people because of their color of their skin or the race they should choose to be, or whether they are male or female, where it is all in divine order, beloved ones. So stop mistreating, stop causing harm to someone else, because if you don't, your karma lesson is going to be even more greater than you ever thought it would be. you're going to have a lot to pay back. And so, like I said, more than likely, you all have come here in different body forms and different shapes and different races. So it's one collectively big family. So learn to embrace and accept people's differences, because you too were one of them at some point. Okay, and we all have to go through that soul journey, because that is what we need in our evolution. So let me just give you an example of what I mean when I'm talking about people coming, doing things or creating conditions for others who creating conditions based on one's race and one's differences, the things that people do. Now, I was informed and taught by a very wise advanced soul, someone who was very wise and very in tune to be able to understand, an intuitive reader, and be able well to know. Matter of fact, this individual is so well tuned that they were able to predict Obama presidency back in the 40s. They saw it. They had the insight of him becoming president. So when someone was able to do that, they got my full attention. So I'm going to accept this, what they're saying, as the truth of what they know and what they're talking about. Now, this person said that the American Indians of today that live on the reservations are incarnated souls of the soldiers who put them there and caused them to go live on the reservations. Do you understand that, beloved ones? Do you understand what I'm saying? The soldiers who forced the Native American people back in the 1800s or whenever that time was to go live in deplorable conditions on these reservations and to be captured in their own land have now, many of them have come and reincarnated back into those Indian tribes that they caused so much pain to, because they had to come here to suffer and see what they created and to work out their karma for what they created. So that's how the recycle process works. So, and that's a good thing, that there is an avenue for you to be able to come and work out your past karma and past inharmonious actions that you caused, so you can grow as a soul to be able to elevate and to rise above those common conditions and to be able to move forward. Now, if you didn't get a chance to listen to my show last week, you really should go back and listen, because I was showing you or teaching you or reminding you of ways to help eliminate your karma, so you do not have to come back here and experience some of the things that you normally would have to come back to. Or even in this lifetime, you can lessen some of those karmic experience by taking certain actions and doing certain things. But if you do nothing to change that, then you're going to come back and reap the full blast of that whole aspect. Now, so yeah, I would suggest that you go back and listen to that show if you want to be able to go to work on lessening some of those karmas or eliminate some of the karma, because it's there. And you're going to pay for it some way or form, beloved ones. So I know it's there. I can also imagine that same type of scenario is being played out in the lives of those who participated in slavery. Because, boy, that was a harsh and very harsh situation. You know, slavery, it was not a beautiful thing, a very scornful thing. And although the people that were brought from Africa to America were not the first slaves in the world, but we do know from this history of that particular process how horrible it was. So if people who were involved in that trade slave business have to pay karma for what they done. Anytime anyone causes anyone any harm, causes captivity to anyone in any way, have to come and pay there. It is no way around it. So a lot of I can just imagine that a lot of those souls who were involved in the trade may be people who now live in the bush country and Africa, that live in a jungle environment, or live in an environment where it is very harsh to be able to work through their karma experience. And some of them have reincarnated in today's time, and some of them are living in very harsh conditions right here in some of the communities, some of the low end as so-called one may say, slum areas or areas of the country, and they may have to experience some of those conditions, and they are living some of those conditions right now. Beloved one, so that is why it is so, and I cannot overemphasize this, judgment. Don't be so quick to judge actions and everything that you may see or hear about others. You have no idea what the contracts were. You have no idea what the agreements among these souls were. We are just seeing it from our human eyes, and we are judging it without even having any idea of why it's transpiring and why it is coming about. Okay? So the Bible, God said, judge not that ye be judged. So leave judging up to God. Let him, God works these things out on the planet. Beloved one, and I want you to clearly understand, I am not telling you or not saying to you that you should not stand up for justice. By all means, when you see injustice done to another human being, you should stand up and speak truth to power. But also be conscious and aware that there may be some karma and there may be some contracts taking place on all parts. Okay? Do not allow yourself to get so twisted and turned in the condition that you are seeing that you cannot understand the spiritual principle of some of these actions that's taking place. Okay? My understanding and how I feel the best way for all of us to operate is to live by the golden rules. And the golden rules is that treat others in the same manner that you want to be treated. Okay? Treat others in the same manner that you want to be treated, beloved ones. If you are kind and loving to other beings, you're going to get that back in return. I cannot overemphasize that enough. The golden rule is true. Learn to treat others the way that you want to be treated. Now, if you want to be treated rough, that's what you want, so I guess that's what you do. But for most of us, we want to live in harmony and peace. So if you want to live in harmony and peace, then you have to start understanding that you have to treat people the way that you want to bring about life yourself, okay? You got to treat people right if you want righteousness to come back to you. That's why it is, to me, a very important thing that reincarnation is embraced into the Western world, because with those teachings and understanding about that evolutionary process, I think it would help people be better and treat each other in a different perspective. And I'm not saying that that would make the world perfect, but I think that it would make the world a kinder, thoughtful, and more loving place to be. Okay? Because then you experience that you are coming back, and you're going to come back in that other person's situation. So why not? You don't want harsh things coming into your life and in your soul. So now is the time to begin to accept. If you never did it before, accept the idea that you are energy, that you are spiritual, and you're going to come back, and you're going to repeat this cycle until you get it right. So if you embrace in this lifetime now, treat people with the golden rule, you will be able to, your next incarnation will be totally different than maybe this one is. because you are now understanding that. Beloved ones, we have to learn to see God in everyone, because there is part of God in each one of us who have decided to come here, and that we have to see that in each other and treat each other in that aspect, knowing that each one of us were made in the image, the spiritual image of God, and that God is in each one of us, regardless of how ungodly one may be demonstrating at this time. They still have that energy and that God force in them. Now, one thing, God gave all of us free will, so you can act as you want to act, okay? But still, you that God force is in you, and you're going to have to pay for your actions of your free will. So you ain't going to get away with nothing, okay, beloved one? And that's why God said, judge not. Don't worry about what you see people doing. They're going to get it back. Karma's going to get them. They're going to pay for it. And more than likely, they're going to pay for it and what you're seeing them do or how they're acting. So it is not, you don't wrap your mind around and get so caught up with folks and worry about what they're doing, and if it, especially if it ain't directly affecting you, because the universal God force already has set in plan a method and a technique to give those people back what they're giving out. They just don't know it. If they had any common sense, they would know that their actions is being recorded and they are being held responsible for those events, beloved ones. So do what you need to do. Start communicating with your brothers and sisters and start to understand that you are one with them and begin to show love and respect for each individual. And to me, like I said, that is one of the most important things that reincarnation has brought alive. And for me, is that, hey, you treat everybody with utmost respect and utmost energy, because you too will come back and experience that which you have brought about. So that's why I'm saying, beloved one, it is so, so important that you are able to see the God in each one of the people that you meet, even the ones who are not acting godly. Just say, I know that you're out of balance and you're not being as you should be. And like I said earlier, don't intolerate injustice when you see it. Understand that, but you need to understand that that person is also have the God force. He's just out of balance and not knowing who and whom they are that allowing them to operate in that level, and that they will have to pay their for those things that they are creating. It is not for you to be the judge and jury, but for you to be able to send love to them on all levels, knowing that the universe will take care of it. So, beloved ones, I am so grateful that you've taken time today to stop by and to tune in to learn a little bit more about this reincarnation thing that I believe is real. You still may have your own opinion about it, and that's okay. But if you choose to open your mind, open your heart, and look into the wisdom, you will begin to see the process of reincarnation and understand how it could be beneficial to you. Yeah, I do these lessons not just to talk, but for give you tools that you can use to enhance and advance your life while you're here on planet Earth. So understanding this process of the rebirth process will make your life better even in this life, but even prepare you for your next incarnation till you get to the point where you don't have to keep doing this incarnation thing if you choose not to. Okay? That's what it's all about, beloved one. So I'm grateful for you. I appreciate you. And like I said, I am so happy that you tuned in, and hopefully you got something out of what you were able to listen to. And every time I do these shows, I do them not only for you, but I do it for myself, because I learn myself, because spirit flows through me and allows it to come. So some of the things that's coming out of my mouth, I'm not even conscious that it's going to come out until I'm in the process of talking about it and knowing that spirit is moving in my life and making a difference, okay? So next week, you want to tune in. Also, I'm going to be talking about how the law of attraction can improve your life. How the law of attraction can improve your life, okay? And it also can make your life not so great, but I'm not going to focus on that. Next week, we're going to be talking about how to use the law of attraction to improve the quality of your life, okay? And this is talking about living in your present day and living in the now and understanding how to get the best out of your present life to be able to enhance and live the abundant life that God expected for you and wanted for you, okay? So tune in next week. Tell your friends, tell your family that we're going to talk about the law of attraction next week. So hopefully you will be able to come and tune in. And like I said, I am so grateful. So let's close out. We're going to close out with a prayer, knowing that God is the source and knowing that all is well and that the God force will continually bless us as we go into this new week and keep us safe. Father, Mother God, we open our hearts and open our minds, knowing that you are the source of all there is. God, we ask you for divine blessings. We ask you for divine grace. And we ask you continue to just to guide us and give us most of our wisdoms to be able to utilize our free will for our highest good, that we will be able to make decisions that will help us to grow higher and not less, that we will continue to move forward knowing that you are the source. And we ask you, God, to help us in our physical temples to stay safe. We help you, thank you, God, for helping us in our health, because we come to the understanding that health is wealth, so that we want to be more wealthy. So we pray, God, for more health in our lives, to give us the ability to have discipline to be able to do those things that will help enhance our health, to be able to have discipline over what we think, what we eat, and what we do, God. Help us, God, to have discipline in our lives. Help us to be able to overcome procrastination that stop us from moving forward to do what we need to do. We thank you, God, for your energy and your strength, knowing that you are the source. So we will walk this week by faith and not by sight, knowing that we are one with you, God, knowing that you live in us just like a wave lives in the ocean. And we know that we are connected to you and that we do not have to look outside of ourselves on any level to be able to connect with you, God. We know that the I am present in us is God, and that is a spiritual energy that will live and go on and move forward. So we're coming this day, God, just knowing and recognizing, giving you the credit and giving you all the honor and respect that is needed to help us to be better. And we thank you, God, for this week that we go through, knowing that you're going to be with us and protecting us and keeping us safe. And we say thank you, God. Thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Thank you, beloved ones. I look forward to talking to you next week. And I pray that you all will go and have a productive week and practice the golden rule, okay? Practice the golden rule every opportunity you get, and you will see how the difference in the quality of your life will change. Okay? Peace and love to you. And so it is.